host of House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini, live from Lurvy Home and Garden, is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and Moore Stone Enhancer. Now back to Lou Manfredini, joined with special guest Bob Bertog, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Just hold your own road and raise your own baby.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 857-5574, Lou, 857-557-4568. I am joined by Bob Bertog. Once again, he's to my left. If you're looking at the radio, it's to your right. So there's a couple things, Bob, I'm a little concerned with. Not concerned with, but I think when we get done this hour, you're going to join me the whole hour, you're going to like me more than John Williams, just so you know. He's really not that nice of a guy, and he kind of asks questions that just don't make any sense. And you're so patient with him, right?
John's great. Come on.
My wife and I were talking about something else that happened with one of my kids, and someone said something about, like, oh, he's so patient like you, and John is so exhausting, right? That's the thing. You don't have to say it.
Well, when you're in the studio with John, it's a show.
It's a show. Yeah, right. So, Bob Bertog is here. You and I are meeting for the first time. I have to tell you, you kind of have a picture of what someone looks like. I thought you were a brunette.
I got a face for radio.
Yeah, right. Well, they say that about me. You've been on with John for quite some time now. You give great advice. This is a complete compliment to you. Very knowledgeable. I always enjoy listening to you and John. You two actually have a wonderful rapport. I like your common sense approach. You are someone that when you don't know, you don't know. You want to ask the question. I mean, I think that you and I come from the same cloth that, we're surrounded by all these really good professionals that are specific in their line. You acquiesce to their expertise, and then you learn from it. Right?
Absolutely.
Right,
yes,
which
absolutely.
Is great. So tell me a little bit, first of all, about Bertog Landscaping, where you guys are located, what service area do you handle, and how long have you guys been in business?
We started in business in 1974. We're located in Wheeling, and our territory ranges from Lake Geneva to the north, Chicago, and then to the lake, and then out to Barrington.
Okay. And then the focus of your business is install, maintenance, kind of full service?
Full service, yep. Design, build, maintain, irrigation, lighting, the full gamut.
And how has business been?
This year it's been pretty good. Last year, I think, with the economy, people were sitting on their hands a little bit.
Right.
But I think things are rocking now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking here at this garden center, which obviously they do a terrific job, but I mean, they're full up, and they mentioned that because they service professional contractors like you, you're constantly pulling material from here, and you get kind of the best and the freshest stuff for your installs, right?
Exactly. Lurvy's is great. They've been great to work with, a good partner. I know we do a lot of business with Lurvy's, and
yeah.
They're great people.
Mm-hmm. John asks you a lot about the cottonwood trees.
Oh, God.
Right? He loves to get on the cottonwood trees. Like, what am I going to do to the cottonwood? And you basically will say, well, what do you say?
When I first started, every week it was the same person, actually. How do I kill my neighbor's cottonwood tree?
Right.
I'm like, John, we can't go there. I can tell you a million ways to kill it, but
yeah.
It's your neighbor. So
yeah.
I suggested that you go knock on the door and talk to them because... Like most people, I'm not a fan of cottonwood, especially with my allergies.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They're horrible.
Horrible. So, this is what I'm just going to say. This really has nothing to do with a cottonwood tree. My wife and I own a hardware store, and there's a section in the hardware store where we sell nails.
Mm-hmm.
All different kinds of nails.
Do you have copper nails?
We have copper nails. It's funny. It's copper nails. They come in different sizes. Anyway, so Bob.
No comment.
Nails go into wood.
Yes,
you
they
use
do.
Them into wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in the big, thickest part of it, and nails go into wood, and it holds it together. And sometimes, anyway, nails, it's a great thing.
Get right in that cambium.
Get right in there, right. It works great. Copper nails, it's great. It's an old trick. Anyway,
you can tell John that.
Right, exactly. We are not advocating that you buy copper nails to kill the cottonwood tree. Absolutely
nope.
not.
Absolutely
in no
not.
Way, Your Honor. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. All right, if you've got specific questions about landscaping, we got a guy that knows what he's talking about, and I'm gonna keep my mouth shut for as much as I can. Remember, I get paid to talk. We have a question here from a lady in the audience. Hi, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you from?
Good morning. Diane from Hoffman Estates.
Do you work in Hoffman Estates? Do you work in Hoffman?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
So I have pretty extensive flower gardens in my yard, and I have a handful of weeds that I consistently pull out over and over and over. And I'm wondering if there's something that I can put on that will kill the weeds that is safe because I have a dog.
Actually, the mechanical removal of the weeds is the right thing to do, but then what you want to do is follow up with a product called Preen. It's a pre-emergent, and it should keep the weeds from receding.
And it's okay with pets?
Yes.
Okay. And the other, I have one more other question. I have several friends currently that are trying to get rid of poison ivy in their yard. Not me, but somebody else. What would you suggest for that?
The best way to remove poison ivy is mechanical removal, so just cut it out. Obviously, wear gloves. And then you want to put a herbicide on there. Make sure it's labeled for poison ivy because there's a special oil base in there that the oil translocates down into the root system, and then it takes it all the way down to the roots.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You, I know, get a lot of questions with John about, you know, weed control and, you know, a lot of the chemicals that are out there. I mean, the reality of it is, I mean, there's a lot of very effective stuff, but these are strong chemicals, and people really have to follow the label instructions.
Because,
I mean, you with professionals, you're really mindful of that with your men and women working every day with this kind of stuff.
Absolutely, and the part that is crazy about it is we have to be licensed to use these products, and you can go buy it at Lurvy's off the shelf right now and not need a license, and it's the same stuff. So I always am, the chemicals, yes, in their concentrated form can be dangerous if they're used improperly. Mm-hmm. If you read the label, you follow the instructions, you wear the protection, they're fine, and they're very effective.
I mentioned that we own a hardware store, and I hear from a lot of people that are doing their own yard work, especially young people. They're very concerned about the chemicals. You know, with little kids, this lady with the pet, you know, concerned about that. Are you noticing that customers are coming to you saying that I don't want those harsh chemicals on the lawn? I know there are organic alternatives, and I tell people that they can be effective, but you got to use a lot more of it.
Yes, you do have to use a lot more for the organic, and organic fertilizers are great. We do have an organic program that we use. They just take a little bit longer to be effective, and you're not going to see the results in the first year. I always tell people it's a three-year process, but once you get that organic, the roots, everything, they just love the organics. Herbicides, different story. I've not seen an organic herbicide. And again, if used properly, the whole concept behind the chemistry is for it to mutate the cells of the chlorophyll, which it's designed to go after plants. And again, if you use it properly, use proper gloves and protective clothing, they're fine products. As soon as they come out with an organic herbicide, I'd be willing to try it. I've heard of people talk about vinegar. If you read the label, if you look at this material safety data sheets on vinegar, it's actually more toxic than most chemicals that are in herbicides.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Everybody think, oh, it's vinegar, and I put it on my salad. I'm like,
be very careful, because if it gets in your lungs, you got a problem.
Yeah, right. And now I've noticed that there's a couple companies that have salt-based, like sea salt-based,
right,
that are you know, getting away from the vinegar, too. So
I've heard of them. I've not tried them.
Yeah. Yeah. 857-5574. Lou, we have another question from the audience here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Pat from Skokie, and I want to talk about rethinking lawns and removing lawns and your opinion on it, and I've got a picture here, too, that he's going to show you. I've removed 95% of my lawn and replaced it with perennial flowers, and I also have the same weed problem, but that's beside the point. Any thoughts on replacing lawns?
More and more people are getting into the native plants, and it's to each his own. Some people like them, some people can't stand them. There's homes that we maintain that are prairie, where there's no turf at all. But people also have to remember, too, that turf does serve a function. It helps filter the air, it helps stop erosion. It does require more maintenance than a lot of your natives. So what you want to do is find a fair balance between the two. You talk to anybody that plays golf, they're going to say they love grass. If you talk to people that don't play golf, they're going to love a prairie garden. So to each his own, you can design your property to have a great combination of both. But you have to understand, too, that the plants function with nature, and they are actually good for the environment.
Okay.
There seems to be a big movement with native right? A lot of people are going that route where they want to plant more native plants in their yard.
True, and the nice thing about the natives is they're attractive to the bees and the butterflies and the pollinators. So it's fun to do a pollinator garden and hummingbirds. My wife just put up a hummingbird nest,
yeah,
and it's
yeah,
fun to have
so
all
fun.
That. And yeah, there's plenty of different designs. A lot of it's personal preference, and everybody says go ahead and Google it, and you'll find and learn a bunch of stuff. But sometimes that can be overwhelming too. So pick a corner of your yard and start small, and then you can let it grow from there.
My guest is Bob Bertog, the president of Bertog Landscape Company. He's going to be here all hour, so any kind of questions you have for your lawn and garden, give us a call, 857-557-4LOU. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, we all have that love-hate relationship with our homes, right?
There's so much electricity in this house. I can't even comb my hair. It stands out like I just stuck my finger in an electric socket.
But you've got to be nice to your house.
In frustration, I banged that box in my fist and your heat started again. And I thought, oh, my fist.
Then it will be nice to you.
But now I'm hopping up on my bed and hitting it with a baseball bat.
So if you're looking for other ideas, now's the time to call Lou. He's taking your calls live right here on House Smart Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome back. You look mighty fine. I figured I might come. We're your live way, at Lurvy Home and Garden with my guest Bob Bertog. Go to the phone line. Where were we? This is Ken in Prospect Heights. Hey, Ken, you're on with Bob Bertog on House Smarts Radio.
I feel like I'm talking to the dynamic duo here now.
Well, he doesn't want to admit it yet, but he's going to like me more than John. And quite frankly, John likes me more than he likes John.
I don't want to get involved in that. So I have had this problem since I've lived in this house. There's an area of my lawn, probably 75 by 25. I have traded out the dirt. I have killed the grass. I've rebuilt it. I've put sod down. And here again, I'm staring. I'm looking at it, and it's thinning out again. I went and bought. I'm the only guy I know amongst my friends that has a pH meter. So I stuck it in the ground. pH was low. It was around 5.4. I've been putting calcium down to try to raise that. I don't know what I'm doing here, but it's every year I have to reseed, retopsoil every year since I've been here, and I don't know what to do.
I would start with a full soil test. It's great that you have a pH meter, but that just gives you a little hint. But the fact that it's so out of whack with the pH, there's something else going on. So I would get a full soil test and probably to contact somebody at Lurvy's here, and they would be able to hook you up with a lab where you get a full, they run the full screen of everything, and you could be lacking micronutrients. A lot of times the soil gets tied up where, I know people do a remove and replace of soil, but the soil has living organisms in it all the time. It's constantly changing the profile of the soil. So get a soil test, and you might need to take some more corrective action with micronutrients so things aren't tied up.
So it could be, in other words, like it isn't just the pH. Like there could be some nutrient that's lacking or too much of something that's killing that grass.
A lot of the most common thing we see in this area is too much salt when you do a soil test. Typically it's roadside or front yards.
Right.
Some of your synthetic fertilizers are salt-based. And so you can, over years of fertilizing, you can build up. The soil won't, it should break it down, but it doesn't necessarily work the same way every year. Every year it's different. We have problem soils at some clients' houses where every couple of years we have to do a soil test. For whatever reason, the profile changes, and then we're making custom blends of fertilizer.
Hmm. What do you think about that, Ken?
Well, unfortunately, Lou, I couldn't hear him.
Oh, well, that's not good.
I can hear you, but I can't hear him.
Okay,
but,
so he said put the house on the market. and he said put a picture up on the patio door where it looks like, you know, Augusta, and then hope for the best. That's what he said. No, what he
sounds
said
like a plan.
What he said was is that I know what happened is that, because I need this, you need this microphone over here, so I'm gonna paraphrase what he said. So it was really good information. You need to get a soil test. That it's good that you had a pH meter, but you need to maybe you could come to Lurvy and dig up some of that soil, and they could figure out what kind of micronutrients might be a plus or a minus, and that's what's killing the grass. And then you can address it.
Okay.
He said he's got customers that this happens almost every couple of years where they have to you know, go and amend it to get it right, so they do custom fertilizer blends so you get the best results. See, look at him while I listen.
All right, gentlemen. Good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Great show.
You know, I didn't just make this stuff up. You know, I'm not just a pretty face here. 857-557-4, Lou. 857-557. Let me get this right here. Let's go to look at me. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. She's yelling at me. Hold on. Sue in Indiana News. Okay. Everybody thinks she's so nice. She just gave me a sign that was like I was number one, but it wasn't the number one. Let's head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Kevin Wells.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini, literally, from hammering drywall to hammering the guitar, from ripping wood to ripping chords, and from melting snow to melting face. Now back to your host, master of many trades, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. We're live at Lurvy Home and Garden. Our broadcast today is sponsored by Bertog Landscape Company and More Stone Enhancer. My guest this hour is Bob Bertog. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with, let's see, I think this is Mike in Belvedere. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on with Bob Bertog. How can we help you?
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, guys. I have a question. It's regarding my front lawn. I moved out to Belvedere like 8 years ago, and I had new sod laid down. My lawn was beautiful for the past 8 years. You know, I fertilize it with Scotts every season. I water it every morning. I had the best lawn in the neighborhood. Green, thick, lush. This past
I have a question for you. When you're out there watering the lawn, are you wearing shorts and dark socks and sandals with the hose?
Oh, you know it. I'm
Italian.
All right,
good. I'm just making sure. I'm trying to, you know, it's radio. I'm trying to paint a picture. Keep going.
Oh, I got a hole in the sock and everything.
Perfect.
Anyhow, guys, it's really frustrating me. I'm sure glad I got through it. This fall, late spring, I raked the front lawn, trying to get the dead grass up gently, nothing higher. Nothing extreme. You know, I got a little bit of grass up. Now, this summer, you know, I water it as normal, I spread the first Scott fertilizer, and my grass is growing brown in, like, sections of 5 feet by 5 feet all over my front lawn. I don't know what to do. I thought it would come back with the watering, but the thing's been getting worse. Any thoughts?
Well, what time of day are you watering?
Early, like about 3:30 in the morning, like clockwork, okay. About 20 minutes.
Okay, so that's a good time to water. Nighttime's the worst, but you should start early in the morning. It sounds like what you're describing, though, could be a fungus. In the last couple of weeks with this hot, humid weather, it's been running rampant. There's been summer patch, red thread, dollar spot. You can take a sample, take it to your local garden center. They'll be able to identify what fungus it is, because fungicides, there's not a one cure, one fits all. So there are specific fungicides for the different diseases, but it sounds like what you're describing is a disease brought on by the weather we've had.
Okay. So there's nothing I could buy, like at Home Depot, like a fungi, you know, a spread or anything. Your requests just are saying to bring it to a lawn expert to see who says and then go from there.
Right. I would have it identified correctly first, because, and the other thing too is fungicides are some of the most expensive chemicals you can put on your lawn, so make sure you're getting the right product.
Right.
Okay.
You know, the other, and I mean,
right.
Thank you for the call. I mean, the thing is that you bring up such a great point, Bob, is that you want to know what the problem is, because you're going to go spend on, you're going to spend on these fungicides, and it might not do anything, and you wasted all this money.
Exactly.
Right. 857-5574, Lou, we've got a question from the audience here. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Hey, good morning. My name's Billy, Mount Prospect. Mudville to be exact. We built our house 15 years ago, and we took down all the cottonwoods. So for the last 15 years, I've been planning on planting trees. I'm looking for large trees to be installed in the backyard, and I cannot find them sold in this area.
Well, there's companies out there that will bring a tree spade in where they actually spade the soil out, and then they bring in up to a 6-inch caliper tree. If you're looking for something that big, usually at a garden center, the biggest you're going to find is 3 to 4 inch caliper, which is the diameter of the trunk at about 4 feet high.
Right, but I'm looking for large, L-A-R-C-H, large trees.
Oh, I thought he said large.
I did, not too. Large. I did,
I'm
too.
Sorry, not large, large.
That's something you'll just have to go on Google search and which nurseries would carry it.
Okay.
I'm not a plant buyer, but maybe you could ask somebody at Lurvy's. They could probably locate it for you.
Okay, yeah, because I have. They don't sell them here. I know that for a fact. Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
What is a larch tree? I don't know what a larch tree is. It just a...
I've heard of it. I couldn't identify
it. It's not something you did
it. No.
Right. Well, what is a larch tree?
The pine family.
Yeah.
But it doesn't grow needles. It has leaves that don't fall off, so you don't have to rake.
Ah. But it's an evergreen?
Yes, in a sense, it is an evergreen, so, but they're more like leaves, and they don't fall off, and there's no raking, which is my kind of tree.
Right, right, right.
So,
right.
So yeah, that's what we've been looking for.
Oh, there you go. You love the Google. Marlene just brought me a large, it sort of has needles, right?
Yeah.
But almost like little round balls of needles, yeah, and it doesn't shed. Oh, that's very interesting. 857-5574-LOU, 857-557-4568. Anybody out here that's got a question for Bob, that you've got a landscape question we can answer, happy to do that. Yes, sir. Where are you from?
Turn it on? Okay, there we go. I'm Bob Rizzuto from Mount Prospect, Illinois. I've got one question.
Did you guys come out together? Did you
no.
carpool?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a common name a long time ago. Now we have some very creative names. My question is about the weed killer products. In the past, Ortho and Spectacides had very good product. Now, this year I've encountered two episodes where I go and basically do napalm sorties on my lawn to get the spot weeds out. The product doesn't work anywhere near as it has. Did they basically weaken the product quite a bit because of the pollution and the groundwater effects?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's something you got to take up with the EPA, but they're getting more and more pressure.
Yeah.
From people and lobbyists and things to downgrade the effectiveness of the herbicides.
Yeah,
so. It's
especially the non-selective, right?
Correct.
Yeah, they've taken some of the chemicals out of there.
Yes.
And it's not as effective, even for you as a professional.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Not nearly as effective, but I'm not going to recommend what you said to just napalm the things and still follow the instructions, because you will damage, you'll do harm to other parts of your landscape overdoing it with the herbicides.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your question. 857-5574-LOU. Lindsay, who's line four here, just so I know, right? Am I taking line four? Just tell me. Just say it. You don't want to say it. Just speak to me. You have a microphone.
Sue is in Indiana.
Hey, Sue, you're on with Bob Bertog. How can we help you?
Well, I think you just did this to embarrass me.
Hello?
Yes, you don't sound like Sue. Are you a boy named Sue?
Okay, no. What? I want an Omega Construction's telephone number.
Okay. Well, it's 847-658-8989. We're killing it here today. 847-658-8989. I'll handle this one, Bob.
Got it.
I got that one. Don't worry about that. 857-5574-LOU. We've got Bob's going to be here until 10 o'clock, so don't be bashful up here, and then as well as the callers as well. 857-5574-LOU. Let me ask you this, Bob. What kind of trends are you seeing as a professional landscaper? Like, when you're getting a call from most of your customers, you know, what is one of the things that they're asking about? Like, I'd really like this to be installed, or I'd really like this to be eliminated.
Let me start with the maintenance side of it. We're seeing more and more people interested in the organics.
Right.
That's a big push. So, we're making the effort to follow along with those. As far as in the landscapes, natives are becoming more popular. One, because of the soils in Chicago. If you have natives, they do well in the soil. You don't have to do a lot of amendments to the soils and things. Mm-hmm. The other trends we're seeing a lot of, especially in the city, is synthetic turf.
Oh yeah,
it's a big deal. And I did it at my house, and I used to have dogs destroy the house when they'd come back in, and now it's great.
Hey Bob, you're a landscape contractor, just so you know.
I know.
Yeah,
but synthetic.
You're
turf
supposed to have grass. Like you're going to spray it. Oh my God, that's Bob's house. Look at that. I'm going to roll around in that.
You can in the front yard. The backyard is too shady, and with dogs, it's destructive.
Right.
But so the synthetic turf, especially in the city, because people are walking their dogs. And we've actually put some up on a rooftop because people wanted a turf panel up there,
yeah.
And obviously you can't grow grass. So, and the synthetic turf has gotten to be look so real.
It's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It is unbelievable how great it looks. And that install, you got to know what you're doing to get it look right. It's not you just lay it out there like you're
no.
in the Astrodome.
No, it's not right. like putting a throw rug down. It's you got to dig down 9 inches and put in the correct gravel and then sand and drainage gets involved.
I want to ask you something, because this is something I always thought that landscapers, you know, obviously on the maintenance side and even just in the install side, you know, the expense of running all these crews and the fuel and the fume and the, you know, the pollution and whatnot. Are you running any battery operated equipment other than blowers yet?
That's a great question. Yes, we just put in. Five of our maintenance crews are 100% electric now. I take that back, not the mowers, but all the trimmers, the blowers, the weed eaters, all battery powered. We've had to outfit the trailers with these huge battery packs. So, because the batteries only last about 45 minutes.
Right.
But with the power inside the trailer, they can recharge the batteries up to 3 or 4 times a day, which gets you through the day. And then at night, we plug the trailer in, and that recharges the big thing.
So is this the steel product? Is this the steel trailer, or is it a different manufacturer?
It's a different manufacturer. It's Crest.
Right.
And
wait, so I got to describe this. This is cool. So the trailer is like the battery, right? Is it the underbelly of the trailer?
No, this unit is it's about probably 3 feet by 4 feet.
Right.
And it's in the corner of the trailer. And it holds up, I think it holds 6 batteries,
right.
So they're constantly charging.
So they plug the trailer in at night when they come back,
right.
And then their equipment, they can recharge the batteries as they're out and about working, and they're not running any engines or anything like that to charge the batteries, right? And then you're using the battery operated to do the work.
Right.
And
this is becoming more and more of an issue, especially on the North Shore,
yeah.
where you cannot use gas-powered blowers between May and October. So... And it's a pretty healthy fine of like $300 if
yeah,
you get
right.
caught using them.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So no way, right?
No.
I'm here with Bob Bertog until 10 o'clock. We've got about 10 minutes left. 857-5574. Lou, we're live at Lurvy Home and Garden. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Try and get that cleaned up as best you can, and then carefully take the other four, pop, 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 pop,
well,
all four in, and look
good.
At you. If you want, I can get you a little side work as a flooring install.
Now back to your host. He's taking your calls right here, right now.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny, right? That's funny.
Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to Lurvy Home and Garden. We're almost done with today's show. My special guest, Bob Bertog, is joining us with landscape questions. And I've got, I believe it's Vicki on the line. Hi, Vicki. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Bob. I think this question might be for Bob.
Okay, wait, Vicki. I'll just sit back. You go ahead.
When I moved into my house a number of years ago, there were beautiful hydrangeas in the back on the patio, very small, little, actually small compared to many you see around the neighborhood. But we inappropriately pruned them at the wrong time, so they nearly died. But now, 4 years later, they still survived all the winters, and they're starting to bloom again. But we have these stalks sticking up. What's to be done, if anything?
It depends on the type of hydrangea, but more than likely... Most hydrangea, I should say, in general, you can cut the dead canes out and it'll be fine. If it sounds like that's what you have is old growth that needs to just be removed from the plant. And it shouldn't be that big of a process. And the plants sound like they're going to be fine.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. That was easy. Thanks so much.
Can I talk now? Which I think she hung up. 857-5574 Lou. Bob, we talked a little bit in the beginning about your business and the service area. People are listening. I know we're still going to talk and maybe take a question. We got a question out here, but how do people get a hold of you for your services?
You can go to our website, BertogLandscape.com, or you can call 847-279-0028.
Give me that phone number one more time. Slow down a little bit. We want people to write this stuff down.
I'm seeing the rush.
Don't worry about her. He's seeing the text messages from Lindsay. See, you can say.
Right, okay.
Right? She's not that nice.
I didn't say that.
You saw the emoji.
Okay, the phone number is 847-279-0028.
All right, we have a question from the audience. What's your name, ma'am? Where are you from? Hold on. 1 second.
Nancy from Norwich.
All right.
And I bought a house a few years back with a beautiful garden, but it has the dreaded yucca plants in it. And they're tried to take over, so I've been digging them up for 4 years now. I even tried poisoning them last year, and they're back. How do I get rid of these things once and for all? I'm not getting any younger.
Unfortunately, mechanical removal is the best way to do it. And then what you can do is once those roots are exposed after you chop it, go ahead and put a non-selective herbicide on it, and it should translocate down to the roots and kill the roots.
Okay, thank you.
Is that anything you got to do like at a certain time with the? I know, like you talk a lot about like Creeping Charlie. It's good to do that when it's blooming,
right?
Anything like that with a plant like that?
A yucca is pretty indestructible. They're like hosta. You can't really kill them.
Right.
So you just got to really go in there with the hatchet and take them out.
Wow.
Whenever you want, it's fine.
Right. Right. That's great. Thank you for the question. Hey, by the way, that's our last call, sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you need to make. How about a nice round of applause for Bob Bertog from Bertog Landscaping? Very knowledgeable. Really nice to talk with you. You hear him on with John Williams on Wednesdays. It's really nice to meet you and spend
nice
time
to
with you today.
Yeah, it's great, Lou.